Right about now on 2SER Breakfast, inspired by the infectious Afrobeat music of Nigeria and its neighbours, the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra delivers contemporary African funk to Australian dance floors. And guess what? There's going to be a special delivery this coming our way as this powerhouse ensemble returns to Sydney for the first time in a decade. They're going to be at the legendary community-run Red Rattler Theatre for one electrifying night next Friday, 29th of August. Zavi Belling from the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Zavi. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm great. A little bleary-eyed, but looking forward to getting to Sydney.
Have you been up late partying there with the orchestra?
We have. We had a rehearsal last night. We were getting the show into gear.
And when you say an orchestra, you do mean an orchestra. How many people you got there in the band at the moment?
So the official number is 17, but you might see 20 on stage sometimes. It grows depending on who's around and who wants to get up. We're going to be bringing the 15-piece, actually, I think we're 16. Yes.
you better check that before 16. You get on the plane.
Yeah. We're traveling as 15, but we've got shall we call it alumni in Sydney. Ooh. Who are going to join us.
Oh, really? Are you at liberty to let us know about that? Or this is going to be a spoiler and you're going to have to get to the Red Rattler to find out.
A bit of both. I'll just say there is a fabulous Nigerian flute player called Kasinda, who will be joining us in Sydney. She occasionally joins us in Melbourne too. She's been traveling in West Africa. She's just got back, so she's going to be rejoining us for the first time.
Wonderful stuff. How long has the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra been going for?
Look, we formed back in 2008. So it's got a fair history. Yeah. It's a large band. It doesn't get to perform as regularly as some other groups might because we're limited by size of venue and production facilities and things like that. But look, we get to hit the stage probably 5 to 10 times a year, and we've been doing that consistently since we started. We've toured a fair bit. We've been to Nigeria. We've been to South Africa. We recorded our first album while we were on that trip way back in 2009. And we've been to Sydney a few times, but just lately it actually slipped past us. We realised we hadn't been to Sydney in a while and we thought, it's time, let's get this show back on the road.
Indeed. Well, a lot of things have been happening in the intervening 10 years since doing so. And they're working in the space of Afrobeat. It is one of those things where sort of, I guess it was a genre that wasn't that well known, but it continues to grow and grow. People become aware of it. And once you become aware of the awesomeness that is Afrobeat, you wonder, where has this been all my life?
That's right. Look, I grew up in Africa, so it had been with me, but I realised much the same when I was living in Australia. And that was part of the mission of this group, to play the music that we loved, but also to spread the message. And this music, while the beats are infectious, in order for it to qualify to be Afrobeat, there has to be a strong message. Yeah. It's message music.
That's a really cool thing to say. And now, if you were to, obviously, if you wanted to introduce someone to the world of Afrobeat beyond the awesome discography of the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra, what are the artists you'd direct them to?
Well, there is only one place to start, and it's in Lagos, Nigeria, in the mid-60s, with the originator of this music, Fela Kuti.
Yes.
And he's... over his astonishing career, he's produced more than 60 records. Mm. Every single recording is brilliant, and this is basically the history of Afrobeat in this discography. So that is certainly the place to start. Since Fela left us in the mid '90s, there is basically now an Afrobeat orchestra in most cities in the world, and so the legacy continues. And his family dynasty are often on the road spreading the message. So Cheyenne Cootie tours regularly.
Yes.
If you ever get a chance to see that group, it is something spectacular. In fact, we have one of ex-members of Cheyenne's band in our group
Oh,
touring with
cool.
us, Olubare Okonare. And also, if you get a chance to see Femi Kuti, that's Fela's other son.
Yep.
He tours with a stellar band as well, and we had the good fortune to do a few shows with Femi Kuti and his son Mare out the front, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. That was a very special experience.
That's awesome stuff. Shout outs to the Black President, Fela Kuti. Now, that's a cool thing to know as well, that there is sort of like an Afrobeat orchestra in all the major cities of the world. Do you have a group chat with one another?
We've become friends with quite a few of the Afrobeat diaspora, shall we call it?
Yeah.
But it actually grew so fast that we weren't able to keep up. So we don't know all of the chapters.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that it continues to grow. And might I just say, for the first time here in 10 years, so great for you to be playing at a place like the Red Rattler. It's not only an awesome venue to be setting up, it's just it does reflect what you're saying there about the fact that Afrobeat music, it's important for it to have a message. The Red Rattler is a place that does have a message: ethical, sustainable, community-owned.
Yes, it's our first time working with the Red Rattler. It's been great so far at a distance. They've been super accommodating, and we're very excited to hit the stage. We've invited some Sydney friends to join us there. Gervais Coffee and his band are going to perform the support act,
Cool.
and in fact, the drummer from that group used to live in Melbourne and was a regular guest in our group back in the day.
Yeah.
So we're considering them family.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and it's one night only, and I should say I don't know when we're next going to be back in Sydney. It takes a fair amount of organizing, and the stars have certainly got to align in order to
Yeah.
get the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra to Sydney. So if you feel like this might be your thing,
Yeah.
don't miss it. Get on down.
If you want a chance to dance the Public Opinion Afrobeat Orchestra in town next Friday evening there at the Red Rattler Theatre, I will put links up to where people can get tickets on the website. From the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra, Zavi Belling, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you. Great chatting.
I want to play a song of yours before we go. What are we going to listen to?
Perhaps from our newest record. This is out there digitally and on vinyl. It's from a release called 3x3, and there's two tracks. Well, most Afrobeat records only have two tracks because the tracks
Because they
are
all,
very long, so
yes.
they generally occupy a side each. So on one of the sides of this record, you can hear a track called Nunc Est Bibendum, which is a Latin phrase for enjoy a drink with us.
Oh, Zavi, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.